أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد، ده خطبة today we discussed a part of the hadith that we started last week or the week before that. That hadith of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم of يحيى بن زكريا عليه السلام prophet of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And how Yahya ibn Zakariya Allah ordered him to practice five things and ask Bani Israel to practice them as well. He asked them not to worship anyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he gives the example, of person who associates anyone with Allah, like a person who hires someone. And that someone will give all the benefits or the fruit of his work or the profit of his work to someone else other than the person who hired them. Give him a house, give him a salary, give him everything. So no one will accept that. So you shouldn't accept anyone to be dearer to your heart than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who created you. Allah is the one who gave you rizq. That's the hadith he's telling them. So عبدوه ولا تشركوا به شيئا worship him and don't ask to share. And then he said أمركم بالصلاة وأمركم بالصلاة. Actually we wanted to take some time. I preferred to speak about the صدقة today. It is not going to take that much of explanation as the صلاة. So we skipped two parts of the hadith actually. The part of صلاة, the part of صيام. And always صدقة is associated with both. صدقة is associated with the صلاة as the زكاة or as giving. Allah سبحانه وتعالى said always وأقيم الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة. And in the صيام صدقة الفطر there included in the صيام. And as the حديث of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the حديث of عبد الله بن عباس والله أعلم, سيدة عائشة رضي الله عنها, that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان أجود ما يكون في رمضان. يعني كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كالريح المرسلة. يعني رسول الله used to give like the wind. See the wind when it comes pushing the clouds, so all the water or the rain coming, like the rain was raining today, come all the khair coming out of that. The ريح has a reason in this, or the ريح was one of the reason of that khair coming out. So this is an Arabic called the tashbih. Tashbih is assimilation, assimilating to something. You say that person is so having so much courage like a lion. To make it similar to something. So here the hadith saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was like the wind which is coming with the clouds. What do you expect from such wind? The rain coming and vegetation coming out and the weather will be cooled down and all khair coming, you thank that rih for. Of course you thank Allah, but rih is what initiated all this. Same thing Rasulullah sallam, when he is like that, what is the similarity between him and the rih? He gives someone, that someone will be happy, that someone will benefit, and the sadaqah will grow up and the person will be rewarded so much. And who imitated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in Ramadan, كان أجود ما يكون في رمضان. So Rasulullah sallam was like that, but even he becomes more when he is in the month Ramadan. So صدقة is associated with the صيام. So preferred to talk about صدقة, then when we talk about the صلاة, we can associate both of them. So and he told them, أمركم بالصلاة. So whenever you pray, فلا تلتفتوا, do not look around you. فإن الله يعني يقدر على العبد ما لم يلتفت. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be looking to you as long as you don't look around. As long as you don't. We explained that part last time. We said that looking around is not the initial act, it is a reflection or it is the result of an action of the heart. So when someone in the salah is looking around, doesn't mean that that's what he starts with. His heart starts to divert. His heart is distracted. That's why his eyes follow. So, looking to something, it is not, like for example, like a person walking in the street and he saw something haram. If his heart's really strong, he will not look again. But if his heart is weak, he'll look back. He'll keep looking back. Look back, look back. Why? Because he's not focused. Now there is no control over his heart. One more example. Person, for example, doing something which is again in the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You tell him this is haram, this is not right. This is Rasulullah didn't say that. He did not allow this, he did not allow that. So he will realize, but still he cannot practice. Still he cannot take that decision. So that doesn't mean that he doesn't want to obey Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but his heart is not strong enough to. His heart is not strong enough to. So heart is like the control room. So wherever it is focused, it is focused. That's why Rasulullah said, At-taqwa ha-huna, taqwa ha-huna, taqwa ha-huna. And he points to his chest, taqwa is right here, taqwa is right here. And he said about Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah said about him, that Abu Bakr did not exceed you with extra sadaqah or extra siyam or extra salah. ولكن بشيء قد وقرها هنا. Abu Bakr exceeded you long time, long way, يعني بمراحل. How? With something right here. His yaqeen and his iman and his trust, his confidence in Allah and his Rasul is unlimited. That means that no one can match to that level of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. There's no way. يعني he no doubt, no hesitation, very comfortable, very cool that anything Rasulullah said, that's it. This is the thing. And we need to get close to that. So he said that Salah is very, very important. And then he said Siyam, fasting. And he gave the example of fasting like a person who is having a small bundle of misk or musk or perfume in inside that wrap or that bundle. And people around them like this, and they are smelling, all of them smelling the misk. So all of them finding some, there is. So he's saying that the smell of the mouth of that person who's fasting for Allah is like the misk you see, you smell, same thing. So now, if Allah tells you, I like that smell, and you say, oh, we don't like that smell, which one will be followed? Which one should be the best, what Allah said? And that is a point I wanted to mention tonight. That concept, sometimes we take a concept and think it is the right thing. But Allah teaching us a different concept. Rasulullah teaching us a different concept. And it happened in many, many ahadith. Yani, one example is this, fast in person. His mouth is, everybody, he brush his teeth, like that. But in Ramadan, we shouldn't do that. We shouldn't do that. That smell is good. That's a sign that you are suffering for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That for his sake, you are stopping the luxury of this life. So this is one concept. Other concept, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that never money will never decrease from sadaqah. But yeah, when we count, we find it decreased. So it's a new concept that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaching us, that never think that way. One other concept, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sitting among his companions, and he say, "Atadruna min al-muflis?" Who is the broken? The person that bankrupt, let's say that word. You know who is bankrupt? Who the person is bankrupt? Who is the person muflis? That means he was rich, and he said, Rasulullah, muflis ufina man la dirham lahu wala mata'a. Man la dirham lahu wala dinar. The muflis among us is the one that no longer he have penny or dollar or any thing he owns. He doesn't own anything. He doesn't possess anything anymore. So he said, no, that's what you think. So this is your concept. The concept now Rasulullah need to teach the Sahaba that Muflis is the one who comes in the Day of Judgment with Salah, Siyam, Zakat, Hajj. Allah, 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 Allahu Akbar. What is this? So a person comes with all this and he's bankrupt, ya Rasulullah, yeah. If this does not affect his behavior, how he looks, how he talks, how he walks, how he deals with the people, so we don't need for the Salah and the Zakat and the Siyam and the Hajj. All these things are does not need it because it does not do its rule. And he comes the Day of Judgment after he did all this worship and ibadat, but he insulted this person and he backbited this person and he cheated that person. So each one of them will take from his hasanat until his hasanat is gone, over, finished, no more after that. But still people will tell him that, ya Allah, still he owes us, but I have no hasanat, let me go now. So now, okay, now we take all my hasanat, let me go now. No, no, wait. There is some people more. So, but I don't have any hasanat for you. خلاص. Ah, that was in life. If you are broken, bankrupt, so the people you are in debt for, they don't ask you for debt anymore. This life. And they said, okay, Allah, alhamdulillah, I mean, Allah will compensate us where, will compensate that there. So, okay, you have sayyat? Yes, I have. What did he do for you? Yeah, he backbited me one time. And he said something bad about me, and he caused a lot of problem for me in this dunya. Okay, let's investigate that situation. Yeah, he was right. He wasn't right, and this person is right. Now he doesn't have hasanat. Do you have any sayyat? Yeah, yeah, Allah, I disobeyed you and this and that. So please take it from me, give it to him. Because he doesn't have hasanat. He doesn't have good deeds to take from. So let us give him us from our bad deeds. So he will be loaded with bad deeds he did not do. So you just be careful. Not all the good deeds we do is enough for you. Huh? Don't do bad deeds for people. And if you do bad deeds for your own, the person disobeyed Allah, يعني he did not follow one sunnah of Rasulullah, or he did not listen, this is on your own level. But if it goes to حقوق العباد or the rights of the people, big trouble. So that's why we say all the time the community has to be intact, has to be strong, has to understand each other. Don't give a chance for shaitan to come among us. Don't come shaitan, come and make cause a dispute between you and your brother. Don't let that grudge and hatred causes you to boycott your brother or cut your relationship with him. It's not good. Because there will come a day, everyone, the pious and righteous and the disobedient and everyone, wants to sacrifice everyone for one hasana. One hasana. You know where it starts? After you die. You die there, and if it is for the people who are in the grave to come back, you ask them what you want. If there is a wish to be granted for you, said, no, go back. We said one tasbih only. We go back and we say, Subhanallah, we die again. That was enough. That to know how much is the importance of that. So the day of judgment, everyone will see his son. Yeah, this is your son. Okay, I want his hasanah. Give me his hasanah. He said, take my bad deed. No son, no wife, no husband, no more. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, في حديث, يعني Ibrahim alayhi salam will forget Ismail alayhi salam. And he will hold to the قوائم العرش, he will hold to the throne of Allah and say, Ya Allah, I'm not asking you about Ismail, only myself. That's enough, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Isa ibn Maryam will say, Ya Allah, لا أسألك مريم ابنة عمران, ولكن نفسي نفسي. Ya Allah, I'm not asking you about my mother. I'm asking you about myself, look at this. That means that no one will help you. No one, even those great prophets, except Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, Ana laha, I am for it, and he will go and give intercession, and Allah will grant him intercession, inshallah. May Allah make him our intercessor and give us his shafa'ah, inshallah. So, my point here is that whatever you do in this life will benefit you in the hereafter. And whatever you do in this life may harm you in the hereafter. So why you give that chance to harm yourself? Why? The concept is clear. So Rasulullah giving us concepts to teach us this, giving us examples, to tell us that maybe you think that thing is that way, but it is not. It looks like that, but truly it is not. Truly it is not. Like for example, one person in the street, and you see a very nice, painted, big, luxury house. Does it mean it is luxury and nice from inside? It's for granted? You assume, because every house you entered looked like that. But there is no way to find it unless you enter, unless you go inside, or you went inside and someone else is getting deceived. You say, no, it doesn't look like what it looks. It is not what it looks. From inside it's such and such. So how? You need an expert to tell you. If you see a car and you inspected it, it came to you like one day before or 1 month or last year, for example. Someone brought that car and they said, yeah, car is good, but you know a mechanic. So you opened the hood and you checked it out, and every single detail of it, you photocopied it. There's a rock there in your mind, and you said, no, I'm not interested. But now you know a picture of what is the defect exactly in that car. Then I'm going to buy that car, and I don't have the expertise that you have. So I come, check the car. Oh, I like it. That's luxury, leather seats, and very nice, and sunroof, and more roof. That's what I understand. That's what I understand in cars. I don't understand anything else, but you do. So now I said, yeah, don't buy this car. Why? because I know this is not right. So if I trust you so good, you are my best friend, I believe you, so I will not buy that thing. So what he helped me is the advice, is the concept. Concept, ya Sheikh Mamdouh, is not about car looks. The concept is how reliable is the engine. So now you are giving me the hint. So now when I'm gonna buy a car, so let the looks outside second priority. But first you have to see the engine, how powerful is the engine, is 6-cylinder, 4-cylinder, 8-cylinder, this is the shortest advice. Once you see that, then look the luxury in the car. Second step will help you out. But luxury in the car will not help you when you're stuck in the freeway. Dunya is like that. Our dunya, our life, our daily affairs is like this. Sometimes you take something as you see it. That's what we understand. But then whom we trust? Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran and the Sunnah telling us, no, it doesn't look what you see. It doesn't look what, it is not what it looks like. It is something big difference. What is it, Ya Allah? It is like that. What is Ya Rasulullah? It is like that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, giving us in Quran about the sadaqah, giving the charity. And the charity is many things. Charity, and you can help someone poor, someone have a debt, someone need to pay to buy some food, or some drink, or some clothes, some dress, some orphan, sadaqah, and or sadaqah in building a hospital, building a school, building a masjid, maintaining a masjid, maintaining a school, helping someone, like this is sadaqah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about that sadaqat, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَ. Then after that Allah speak, قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِنْ صَدَقَةٍ يَتْبَعُهَا أَذًى. That is a new concept for us here. A person gives a sadaqah to someone poor. And then that person poor, he comes to the masjid. And that rich guy is sitting in the other corner of the masjid. Then he looks at him. Now he bought some new clothes with that money he gave him last night or the week before. Then he comes to the person and says, see that guy? I'm the one who bought him this. Ada, this is her. Or he can go to him straight. He can go to him straight and tell him, Ahmed Rabbana, you didn't have a shirt like this, but now you do. Like you do that. Some people, for example, someone rich in the family, and there is a poor guy. And that person rich, he purchased every year for him one sack of flour, one sack of wheat, oil, one sack of sugar. Give him, okay, here you go for the Eid. So that person comes one time so in the street. So the other guy is sitting among his friends. Come here. Do you need anything today? Allah, you did. Alhamdulillah, Allah accepts. You need anything today? So the flower I bought you yesterday was okay? Huh? Allahu Akbar. I've seen people do that, by the way. The oil is okay? What about the size of the clothes I bought your children for the school? So the guy now, and he hopes that the earth will open and take him inside. So Allah speaks about this. Because this is our concept, we think it is a normal thing. And that person sometimes, wallahi, and I know certain people, they will feel it is okay that they do that out of their care about the other people. The other people around, they will feel good about it. They don't feel the humiliation of that poor guy. They feel how this man, mashallah, he is the man of God, and look at him. He is helping everyone. Allahu Akbar. May Allah increase your will. Well, he is humiliating the people like that. Allah said, no. That is not the case. You think it is okay. It's not okay at all. Some people, you go, especially in the month of Ramadan. I saw that with my eyes back home in Egypt, our little town we are living in, little village, let me say that. So people in the Sadaqat al-Fitr for the Eid, we find certain people, they will not give Sadaqat al-Fitr or their zakah money, they give the zakah money in Ramadan, they will not give it except in the middle of the street. They will go out of their house and they will ask some kids or something, go announce that this person is giving Sadaqah now. So you find all the poor guys, and subhanAllah, they come and make a big line in front of his house. Big, huge line, waiting. And he goes outside and starts, what do you want? Okay, here's 10, 10, oh, 5. So everybody walking in the street, say, oh, mashallah, Hajj Hassan Shachi is giving money today, Sadaqah. He doesn't know that he wasted everything, that all the money he's doing, like somebody burning his dollars and money currency, or someone just throwing it in nonsense. Sadaqah, you give it. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, one of the people under the shade of Arsh, the day of judgment, رجل تصدق صدقة حتى لا تعلم شماله انفقت يمينه. So he hides his sadaqah until to the point, that exactly what Rasulullah said, his left hand did not realize what his right hand did. That means he was even hiding it from his left hand to see. Like if the two hands see each other like this, I'm counting the money like this. No, he did like that. So his left hand did not see what's going on the other side. To that point. So he's under the shade of Allah. The other person is accepted, of course. But as I told you in the khutbah today, don't put yourself in that, you know, very thin layer between showing off and, you know, doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the public. Because in the public, every intention changes. Except those who are with strong iman, may Allah make us among them, inshallah. Very rare that a person perform a good salah when he's alone. Very rare when a person give a good big sadaqah when he's alone. Very rare when a person worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he's alone. A person who cries when he's alone. When we are in the salah, we may help each other for the crying and the taraweeh. Because emotions generate, you know. You see one person crying, it affects you. You see one person suffering, it affects you. And that's how emotional we are. So the person beside you is crying, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. You start like reacting with that. But when you are alone, how easy is your tear to come out of the fear of Allah when you remember that now I'm standing in front of Allah and He's asking you about every single thing I did. Oh, I'm in trouble, I did not do enough. So now when your tear comes, it is haqq. Because no one around you to show off. No one around you to see you crying. You are alone, only in the closed room in the darkness, and you are crying for Allah. So now that is impossible that person is crying not for Allah. If he's reading Quran or something, it's impossible. Why is he crying when he's alone? Because he's afraid. Afraid of who? For Allah, because he's not only, no one else sees. No one else sees around. So that's how, you know, the concepts change. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ رِئَاءَ النَّاسِ ولا يؤمن بالله ولا باليوم الآخر فمثلهم كمثل صفوان عليه. يعني الله سبحانه وتعالى said, يا أيها الذين آمنوا أو يهو بالليل لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم. Do not demolish or erase or waste. Do not waste the reward that you got for sadaqah. That is a new concept here. Don't think by the sadaqah just went out of your pocket, even hidden and gone. That means sadaqah is accepted. It may be accepted, but you do something, it erases the deed. So a person gives a sadaqah, he was hiding, he was sincere, everything. Then he will do one act in the morning, as I told you, oh, come here, what did you do with the money I gave you yesterday? So now he spoiled everything, wasted everything. لَا تُبْتُلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنْ وَالْأَذَى. Man, أَذَى. Man means reminding the person with the favors. Like he will come for them and tell him, inshallah, now you will vote for me. So, and back home, I'm not talking about here is very many pictures for that, but back home, people poor, they want 1 kilogram of meat or 1 sack of rice or something like that. So when the election comes for the parliament, you know, so we find people going and see who is poor. And you find, mashallah, car and unloading the stuff in the houses of the people, mashallah, mashallah, khair, guy, may Allah. Yani if he's sincere, look how many dua he can get. Can forgive his sins, believe me. Even if he's sinful all his life, can forgive his sins because of that. But he will come and say, oh, good, inshallah, now agree. Tomorrow is the election, so he will go and vote. And remember that rice thing I told you. Okay? So that person will disagree. Look at this honest guy, after all I did to him, and I give him the money, I give him the food, I feed his children, look at his children, how they wear and how they are dressing because of me now. Adha. It's adha. Harm. Man, didn't I do this? Didn't I help you to find a job? Didn't I help you to be settled in the next state? Didn't I help you to find a job? So what, ya akhi? Were you doing it for the sake of Allah? Or you wanted him to follow you like your shadow after that? Some people, they do this. They help someone, oh, because I will need him later on. I'll need him later on. And in Egypt, there is an example, say, النَّدْلُ لُعُوذَ. النَّدْلُ لُعُوذَ. يعني the person who is dishonest, you will need him one time, so you have to be nice. This is nifaq, hypocrisy. Shouldn't be like that. when you love someone or you avoid someone for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not because you need him in doing some of your worldly affairs, so you will not tell him stop doing haram. Like one time, one person, a father was riding with him the car. Suddenly, when they were driving by, he was flat tire. And subhanAllah, and this comes in the movies, and people know that right now, in front of a tire shop, he went flat tire. his tire went flat because he's in front of a tire shop. So, he went down, he did the flat, and then he hit the guy. So he told the sheikh, my father, later on, you know, sheikh, he's the one who caused the flat tire. The driver telling my father, he said, so he put nails in the street. So when we pass by, the nails goes in the tire, so we pay him for it. So my father said, why you pay him? Well, you know that. He told him, because I will need him one time and he will serve me. He will help me. That's the wrong concept. That's the wrong concept. Because he is not used Amr Ma'ruf and Nahi Al Munkar. He's not enjoying what is good and forbid what is bad. And this guy was doing something haram, cheating the people and deceiving them and causing them harm and the trouble. And he did not stop him because he was saving him for himself. That's the wrong concept as well. So sadaqah can be spoiled of this. So Allah gives us a very realistic example. See, you know the person who gives the sadaqah, who gives the sadaqah, and then he spoils, as I explained to you, Allah says, in this way, with reminding the people of the favor, or harming them, is like Safwan. You know, Safwan is a great, smooth, surfaced, clean rock. Safwan, big, smooth, you know, gliding rock. Alayhi turab. There is some dust on it. So now, after I describe that description, what is the possibility? How long this dust will remain there? Just normal normal time, normal weather. Very rare to put some dust, it will stay there, it will smooth, and it is round. There is no flat surface. Safwan alayhi turab. فَأَصَابَهُ وَابِلْ. Not matter, not normal rain, not dripping, no weapon, flood. That means, you know, this, what they call it, tornado came with that water and the rain flooding, subhanAllah, big time. What it will leave from the dust? Is there any dust? That's essentially, initially without water or anything, the dust was shaky. فَتَرَكَهُ صَلَّى. So that little turab is what? Sadaqah. Is your sadaqah. You can make the surface very smooth by not harming the people later on. Not harming the people with reminding them. Otherwise it would be like that. That rain comes and it will spill everything and it will waste everything away. But the other side, subhanAllah, the other side, a person giving sadaqah. So Allah said this time, instead of the smooth rock, that is the platform you benefit from the sadaqah, is like a land. Is like a land. And that land have vegetation, fruits and trees in it. And waiting for the water. That water comes, is the sadaqah now. Now sadaqah is like the water, not like the dust. Water comes. So that sadaqah, that rain comes, make fa'atat ukulaha dhi'fain. Fa'atat ukulaha dhi'fain. It gives double the result. If there is no flood or no big rain, huge rain comes on it, fatal. At least little rain will come, it will also do the benefit. So whatever sadaqah you give, little or big, if you have the good land ready for that, inshallah it will give you the best of the benefit. So those are the concepts Rasulullah trying to change, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trying to change of us. You heard that hadith today about the sadaqah. Beautiful hadith. That to the point there is a voice in the cloud speaking, that go water the plants of such person. So now, that tells us one lesson here, that if you do really the thing for the sake of Allah, you will establish a special relationship with Allah. It can reach to the point that Allah will do certain favors for you alone, as a person, not for anyone else doing, even like you. A lot of people, they give sadaqah. All of them sincere for Allah. But not all of them will have the same relationship with Allah. Maybe you give $1,000, I give $50, but there is someone who gives 50 cents. But his intention was clearer than yours and mine, that person will get more reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that 50 cents. And Allah will give him in this life happiness or something maybe we both don't have. So it is not with the quality, quantity, it is with the quality of things. So that person, he did something simple, as you saw at the end of the hadith. So that a cloud going special for that person, until he followed the cloud. So he wanted to see what strange, this strange thing. He went, he found, till the last drop, all the cloud squeezed itself in the land, in a small place adjacent to the land of that person. Water. So it did not also go to his garden, so it spoiled all the plants and everything, because when you have a garden, something needs a little water, something needs more water, something needs special water, something needs with dripping, something needs water. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him that special favor. That, you know, the water gathered in a small bund in front of his place, and then he go with the axe, he controlled the stream of water. Until he finished all the water, went to its places. You know, when if you are raised in a farmer place, or you saw people farmers before, when they have more than one thing, like tomatoes, cucumber, or things, so they divide their land. MashaAllah, engineering, yani, very, and that's Allah, yani, you see, very nice the way they did. This line's like that, this line like that, this line is very thin and the plant's up, this line is like flat and in the middle, the thing in the side. And then, you know, all the water does not the same level. So at this place, he will dig and open a small gate for the water, so the water goes easy. So by the time it's finished at the end, the earth would have, you know, swallowed the water. That place, he opened a big one, and he closed in a certain way, because the water has to go up, cover everything. So he, after he finished engineering and designing everything, he will go open the main stream of water. It is not the other way around. It is not he let the water go and then, you know, start designing because he is lost. No, so that person did the same thing. So that person said, listen, Assalamu alaikum, Ya Muhammad or Ya Mahmoud or whatever his name, how do you know my name? He told him, I heard this. He said, okay, since you told me this, that means this is not the first time it happened. That means, yani, okay, I know. Now he told him, I know your name from the crowd, so the guy was not amazed or anything. And the hadith telling us, he told him, okay, since he knew that, let me tell you why. That means it's not something strange for the guy, it may happen to him before. So I told him, I divide three things. What is the first part? Sadaqah. Sadaqah. I told you the hadith of Salman al-Farisi, when he went to place of Kisra. Kisra, the ruler of Persia, after they opened, subhanAllah, the Persian Empire, and the Muslims defeated it, and he sat as the Amir of all Persian. So he used to work with the pottery, and he makes 3 dinars every day. So they tell him, said, 1 dinar for sadaqah. Same thing like the hadith. 1 dinar for my kids, and 1 dinar for my capital, because he understood that hadith from the best teacher, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Same thing that I said, Salman al-Farisi did. Kisra, the one who was sitting in his place, he was complaining. After he finished, he said, I only have 1,000 cooks in the kitchen. 1,000 trainers for birds and animals. There was 1,000 trainers for the lions, tigers, and all this. So he was complaining, this is too little. When I was a king, it was more than that. And Salman al-Farisi said, only 3 dinars is enough for me per day. So that guy sadaqah, one third sadaqah, 1/3 for my family, 1/3 I go again in the market and, you know, recycle the things. So this is we get from that hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know what is the original word of sadaqah? What is the origin of sadaqah? Sidq. The origin of the word sadaqah? Sidq. You know sadaqah? Sidq. Sadaqah we translate in English charity. That's why I tell you a lot of words they lose their meaning when it's translated to other language. Sadaqah, charity. Sidq, truthfulness. So no one speaking English can find the relationship. There's no way. But when I tell you sadaqah, sidq, sadiq, masduq, Allahu Akbar, all same root, sad and dal and qaf, that means there is something. So sadaqah means the person while he is giving that money, he is sadiq ma'allahi azza wa jal. He is truthful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for any other reason he is giving that sadaqah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in hadith that Allah taking the sadaqah from one of you, and he will raise it like the person raising his small animal until it becomes so big. Many people, they spend the sadaqah and they are very sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they forget about it. Like for example, you have your jilbab on of the summer or of the winter, winter season, and then you went to the bank and you exchanged some money. So you spend on this and there was $100 in one of the pockets. You forgot. And you put in the storage because the winter came or the summer came, depending what season. Okay, so the summer, winter clothes, you left $100, your wife folded the coat or the abaya or whatever, and she put it in the storage. And you forgot even that you don't. And then the next year, look at that. Next year, you put that coat on because there was a very cold night. And you are going in the street thinking. SubhanAllah, now I need to bring that medicine, that's $10. And I need to bring something for milk for the kids and this and that. And it's about like $30. And I have only $35 in my hand. What I will do tomorrow, Allah? Only $5 will be left. I don't have, and still, you know, there is 10 days till the beginning of the month, next month, next paycheck, or whatever. Then why you are doing that? You put your hand in your pocket and you feel something there. You get out with $100. Allahu Akbar! What is your happiness at that time? If you were visioning yourself with what is the story I just mentioned to you now. Great! Happiness, great! Because you have $35 plus $100. This $100 did not come from heaven. It is yours. It is your halal. But what is the purpose? You forgot it. You saved it unintentionally. Unintentionally. Sadaqah is like that. When you are giving sadaqah, you don't see the result in front of you because you are not looking at Jannah now. Believe me, if people looking at Jannah right now, they will do hundreds of times more than what they are doing now. But Allah hide it. Hide. So compete. Because a lot of people will forget. So a person is giving sadaqah, $1 here, $1 here, $10 here. Help that person. He give his car for someone who doesn't have a car until he gets a car. Or he purchases a small car for someone who doesn't have. Or help give someone a ride. Sadaqah. This is sadaqah. Many hadith, I think Allah A'lam, Abu Dharr or Abdullah bin Mas'ud, رضي الله عنهم, was asking Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم one time, Abu Dharr al-Ghifari or Abdullah bin Mas'ud, that the best of the sadaqah, Surah Al-Sahim gave him example. Then what's after that he gave him? Then he said, if I don't find all this, he said, only stop harming people, this is sadaqah on yourself. You're making sadaqah to yourself. If you don't harm anyone, just keep it to yourself. If you don't have anything to give, he told them, أمرك بالمعروف صدقة ونهيك عن المنكر صدقة all this صدقة. Helping someone to put his things on his ride or helping someone to ride that he doesn't. Like for example now, someone his car broke down, you help him out. Same, involving that hadith, as if you carried him, put him in his ride. Same thing, you help him that his ride goes back again. So he said, if I don't fall anything, he said, كف الأذى. If you don't harm anyone, hurt anyone, your tongue doesn't hurt anyone, doesn't make a bad comment, doesn't make ghaiba, doesn't make namima, commotion, lying or anything, it is a sadaqah to yourself and you will be rewarded as well for it in the day of judgment. So all this is hidden from us, we cannot see. So at the day of judgment you come and you see the hellfire in front of you, may Allah protect us from it, you forget even your name. You don't know anything anymore, you say, I am the first one who will go there. خلاص بقى. We see hellfire and you look at your past, you said, I deserve it. That's me, right there. Until you see, subhanAllah, rahmah of Allah comes. Allah said, you remember that day? That help you give to your brother, Muslim brother, at that dark night when it was so raining and you give him one umbrella or you give him rice or you give him dinner at your house or you help that person. Yes, ya Allah, I remember. Look at this. Oh, this big mountain of reward is mine. Yeah, because that little action. So you will wish to go back again to life, so you do those little actions. Because you don't see. So sadaqah, sincerely, you have to be sincere for the sake of Allah. Sometimes our heart is not that clean, so it is not getting to those good deeds. Because, subhanAllah, it depends on your ta'a to Allah. How close you are. How many times you read in Quran. How many verses you are reading per day. How many days you fast at the last Ramadan. How many nights you make Qiyamul Layl. All these gifts. And believe me, when these things will soften the heart, so you will look for the good deeds to do. You look for good deeds to do. Some of the Salihin, they go out, look for guests to bring them to their house. They're looking for someone so they can gain reward tonight. It is not like tonight all our storage of milk will finish because that person is here tonight. Or our storage of meat will finish. Or our budget will crumble now because that person came and they will stay a couple of days. No, ya akhi. This is a gift Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending to you. So we'll give you barakah maybe because of him. So this is one of the things. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows that how miser and how stingy and niggardly we can get. So he make qasam. As we said in the khutbah, Allah doesn't need to make qasam, Rasulullah doesn't need to make qasam. But they make when there is a state of denial. And Rasulullah sallam said, ثَلَاثٌ أُقْسِمُ عَلَيْهِمْ. I think we mentioned the hadith here before. Three things I make an oath on. مَا نَقَصَ مَالُ عَبْدٍ مِّنْ صَدَقَةٍ. That money will never decrease. Sadaqah will never decrease your money. وَمَا ظُلِمَ عَبْدٌ مَظْلَمَةً إِلَّا زَدَهُ اللَّهُ بِهَا عِزَّةً. And the person will be transgressed and he makes patience, practice patience, except Allah will increase his dignity and his power. And مَا فَتَحَ عَبْدٌ بَابَ مَسْأَلَةٍ إِلَّا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ بِهَا بَابَ فَقْرٍ. You don't beg people without need, except Allah will open more gates of poverty for that person because he doesn't need. So three things. Rasulullah make an oath on them that مَا نَقَصَ مَالُ عَبْدٍ مِّنْ صَدَقَةٍ will never, the sadaqah will never decrease the money. Who is speaking? Who is speaking? Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Does he tell a lie? Okay. So now I have $100, I spent 10. Now I'm left with 90. So with my calculations it is decreased. But Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, this never decreased. So I am not true, but Rasulullah true. Because you know, a person will only looking at what is in his hand. He does not look what Allah provide him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he doesn't know that staying in a house, the house did not catch fire, alhamdulillah. The flood did not harm me this year, alhamdulillah. Wallahi, brother, I'm telling you. Wallahi, Allah, الذي لا إله إلا الله. 3-4 years ago, I was in Egypt. And one time, one of the worst sand storms, you know, sand storm come, sand coming from the desert, and it is like so yellow. People thought it was a day of judgment or something. That was before. And we, the village I live in, they are famous for banana trees. Banana, you know, producing bananas. And banana tree, if you saw it, it looks big, but it's very weak. Because it's so juicy, water, only water from inside. So the banana trees depend. Some of them short, some of them middle, some of them very low, tall. So they have that tall thing in one of the piece of land about, say 50 acres land or 60 acres land, owned by different people. Wallahi, this is true. It happened through in front of my eyes. And rich people, poor person in the middle. That poor person, subhanAllah, you don't even remember that he lives. Yani, because he very poor, yani, his name is not mentioned too much. You don't remember him unless you see him. You see him, then you remember, oh, you are here. That person exists when you only see him. But when you don't see him, don't care. So he's in the middle, he has a small piece of land, and he is planting same thing like everyone, this banana tree. And that storm came, no single tree standing, from right or from left, except this guy. Now tell me, what kind of miracle is this? This guy in the middle, small piece of land, maybe the size of this masjid, he has the banana trees there, and from the right side, all broken, and subhanAllah, that was like a few weeks only before the banana riots. Yani big time khasara, yani big time loss after all this maintenance for one whole year. And this banana takes one whole year because banana gets infected very fast. So they, subhanAllah, day and night, they're watching anything they clean, they do this, they put fertilizer. And then 2-3 weeks before the banana get out and riots, that tree happened. And that guy is only 2-3 trees that they broken, but the rest are there. What kind of deed this guy did? Maybe one day he was sitting alone and he cried after the fear of Allah. Maybe. Maybe one day someone passing by his place and he makes some tea for him. You know, this is a habit there. You're passing by and some farmer sitting there at the time of lunch or Zohr or something. So he prays Zohr. Fadal, come here. He sits with him, he makes some tea for you, some fire and some tea, and maybe he has some little bread and some little cheese, and he will give you, and you leave. He doesn't even ask you about your name sometimes. So maybe that part Allah said, like Rasul Allah Sallam saying, hadith sahih, baghiyun min baghaya bani Israel, a woman, a prostitute from Bani Israel. She was passing by, she felt thirst, she went down to one of the wells in the desert, she drank. She finished drinking until she quenched her thirst. When she went out, she found a dog, because there's two narrations, one man, one woman. So she found the dog, and that dog was like, his tongue was out because he was about to die, he's licking the dust, so hot. So she said, wallahi, this dog, same like I was before, the same state of thirst I was. So she went down, she put her muqahaf, mal'at muqahaf, in his shoes, put it in the mouth, and went up, climb up, and went to give it to the dog. So Allah repent on her, forgive all her past sins, and give her a new life. All this accumulation of sins, because of an action to a dog, to an animal, Allah forgive. And we human beings don't treat each other like that woman treated their dog. Imagine this. We have to have something in return. I'm not with you, but I'm expecting something from you. What is this business here? Yeah, expect from Allah, the one who created you and me. Do it for the sake of Allah, and then Allah will give you more. So those are some of the concepts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah told us وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوعَدُونَ فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ, making an oath with himself as the Lord of heavens and earth, that do not doubt the powers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us more understanding, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us more piety to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ, those who listen and obey and follow the best of what they listen to. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us live according to the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, die in a state of belief and resurrected in the day of judgment in the group of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qualify us for his intercession and make us his companions in the Jannah, in the highest stage of Jannah, the paradise. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.